You're listening to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. The reason we exist is to equip, develop, and release confident worshipers. We want to empower and increase confidence in musicians, singers, and artists to produce effectual worship unto God. Worshipers first, musicians second. Our hope is this will be a blessing to you today. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Worshiping Musician Podcast. Manuel Rodriguez here with you today. Welcome all you musicians and minstrels and psalmists and singers, songmen, all you guys, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for listening. Hey, if you like this podcast, share it with somebody. If you don't like this podcast, well, share it with somebody else. I just always say that. But hey, you know what? I got two announcements for you real quickly. Number one is that we're having a worshiping musician workshop at New Creation Church on October the 28th. On the description, will be the information, okay? From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so register there. I want to see you there, okay? So we're going to have some good topics. So we're going to talk about some music theory. We're going to talk about worship development, team worship development, actually, something like that. Anyway, and then we're going to talk about prophesying on the instrument. That's something that we don't talk about that, but we're going to talk about that a little bit. So hopefully to see you there. Now, also my book, The Practice of Selahim, it's out. It's on Amazon. You can get your copy. I already got a couple reviews. So, hey, check it out. On the description will be the information how you can get your copy. Okay. So, hey, thank you. You know what? Today, I want to talk to you about only two things just real quickly. You know, there's so many things that take up the mind, that occupy the mind, you know, so many books, so many examples, and so many good teaching out there. There's a lot of good teaching. There is the desire for, you know, some attention, or our attention, I mean. And so, you know, and we're saying, here's the truth. And we're not saying that here's the truth. We're sharing from our experience, from my experience with other minstrels, with other musicians, worship leaders, churches, things like that. So we're not saying we know everything here. We don't. But you know what? Praise God. But, you know, throughout the years, I've been asking the Lord, and even recently, just asking the Lord, you know, what are some things that I needed to pay attention to? And one of them was, you know, I've just been seeking the Lord and searching to really to know him and the depth of his love towards his people. Because you see, the first thing is that knowing the heart of God is important. You know, the Lord said, Christ saw them as a sheep without a shepherd. So the scripture is plain that Jesus loved people. So musicians and singers, we got to love people no matter what, because sometimes they're just without a shepherd, and that's the truth. It's just not enough for him just to heal them or to teach them, but he personally cared for these people because he even fed them. Yeah, I mean, a boy came with a loaf of bread and five loaves and two fish actually, and that was enough for Jesus to perform or to work another miracle, okay? And so it's important that we understand what it is that he wants, what the Father wants. So we have to consider that Jesus brought all his disciples out to rest. He said, this is what he said, for there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. In Mark 6:31. So, you know, Jesus personally had to come to pray and to be strengthened. You know, John the Baptist, you know, one of Jesus's forerunner, had been beheaded earlier that day. And so we know that he kept giving bread and fish to the disciples to set before them to eat and to be satisfied, you know. And the word says that thousands of men and women and children. Eight, all eight, and were satisfied. So this is the heart of Jesus, is that we get fed in the natural. I mean, in the spirit too, but in the natural, he was concerned that we be fed. And here's, which brings me to my second point, or my second thing, should I say, is that we have to know our hearts. We have to know why we're really doing it. What's the motive of why we do as minstrels, as musicians, as worship leaders? What is it? What's the motive, you know? The very first fire of his presence begins a deep work within us. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? I'm reading from Psalms 24. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, he will not lift up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn to deceitfully. So we cannot even find the hill of the Lord sometimes, much less ascend it. How does one serve God with a pure motive? How do we serve in God's holy place? You know, it is the upward call of God, which we pursue. But we have to understand that what is it that's in our heart? The heart is most deceitful, it says. So we have to ask the Lord, like it says in Psalms 139, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there's any harmful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. This is the way that he wants us to see. This is the way that the Lord wants us to understand. Of course, I want you to know that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So don't condemn yourself. We all fall short of the glory of God. But more than that, what is our motive? We know what's in the heart of God, where Jesus loved people. He loved what he did for people, which brings me back to the anointing that rubs on us, okay, is for the people. In other words, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, okay? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, minstrel, to sound the goodness of the Lord on them, healing, preaching through your sound. Your sound can preach. That sound that you have can preach. So know, my friends, that God wants to use your sound in order to minister what's on his heart. And that is that he had compassion. See, the anointing, we lose it because we have no compassion. And I say we lose it because we end up doing what we want to do, not what the Father wants to do. Because check this out. There is something that the Father wants to do. So let him do it. So minstrels, musicians, singers, artists, dancers, know the heart of God and know your own heart. Ask the Lord to search you. That's what I've been doing lately. Just, Lord, search my heart. Search me, oh God, so I could have a true and contrite heart that would follow after you. Okay? Well, thank you for your time. That's all for now. But like I said, if you like it, share this with somebody. Don't like it, share with somebody else. We love you, and God bless you.